And as you are all seated comfortably, I'm going to invite Phil Brown to come forward, and he's going to help us to recall and walk through that wonderful Palm Sunday morning.
Okay. Wow, we got a great group here today, and it's sort of, I'm almost, well, but I can't quite do what we're going to do the way we're supposed to do it. You see, what we're going to be doing today, to start off with, is just to kind of do an acting out of the first Palm Sunday. And, of course, the palms were a big part of that. But there were other things as well. And I ran across last year, and I used this, a little play thing. And it says that you take the children and you divide them up into six groups of three each. Now, it would work better this year than last year, but it still doesn't quite work. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make them do some work too. Is that okay? Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a story, and there are different kinds of people that are involved in this story. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to set each of you up as one of these kinds of people, and I'm going to ask you to do something. Now, the thing that I'm going to ask you to do is to make a sound that kind of identifies you as that kind of person. And the people that I'm going to have friends of Jesus. Now, it says that friends of Jesus need to whistle a little tune or a single note or hum. Is there anybody out there that can whistle? And we'll make sure that you... Oh, we got a whistle. Okay. The back three rows, you don't have to all whistle. You can hum if you wish. But I'm going to ask from Mike back to be our friends of Jesus. And when we got some good whistles up here, but I got other things. You're going to be the friends of Jesus. And when I mention the friends of Jesus in here, I want you to whistle or hum. Okay? Then we've got the crowd who are going to say, Hosanna, Hosanna. So to make it easier on me, I'm going to step forward. And the next two rows, from Bill and up here through Tommy, I want you to be the crowd. And when I say the crowd, I want you to say, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Okay? Now, we've got palms. We got palms. These have to be palms, although I like what's coming next. I'm going to let you be palms, and you can wave those, but I've got to hear it too, so I want you to say, whish, whish, whish. Okay. Then we've got the donkey. Charlie? Charlie, Don, and Pat. Now, it says clip-clop, but last year I had him say hee-haw. I'll let you decide. Clip-clop, hee-haw. When I say donkey, we let him say hee-haw. Okay. Okay, now we've got the city, and I'm going to take from Dorothy forward here. You're going to be the city. We've got to have a large group there because you're going to have to say, when I mention the city, hubbub, 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 hubbub. The hubbub of the city, of course. And now, the people in the back there, last year it was this side of the church. This year I'm going to have it the other side, the enemies of Jesus. And when I say enemies of Jesus, I want you to say, mutter, 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 mutter. Okay? Now, I have my baton here, and I will point you if I remember. Now, here we go. One day, while Jesus was in Bethpage, near the Mount of Olives, he turned to his friends, his disciples, and said to them, "It is time to go to Jerusalem." But Jesus, they replied, "If you enter that city, your enemies will try to kill you." And Jesus had made up his mind, however, and he gave directions to two of his disciples to go into a village to obtain a donkey for him to ride. So off went the disciples, and in the village they found the animal tied. And when they began to untie it, the owner said, "What are you doing?" And the disciples answered, "My friend, Jesus has need of it, and will return it to you. Soon the disciples came back to Jesus, leading the donkey, which no one had ever ridden. Quickly, Jesus' followers put some of their clothes upon the little animal's back, and then Jesus climbed on, and all set off toward the city. As Jesus rode along on the donkey, people came out to welcome him with shouts and waves, and a noisy crowd. Lined the road. Some of them tore down branches of palms to lay before the donkey as it passed. Blessed be the one who comes in the name of God, they shouted. And the crowd followed Jesus and waved palms. As he traveled toward the city, where he would spend one final week with his friends, and where he would die at the hands of his enemies. Well, thank you for helping in this story. And we'll find out how this unfolds during the rest of the service. Thank you very much.